in studio with us to cover a host of issues in the next hour. Well, we are in the next hour now, the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Jack in Florida. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex Jones? I was just calling to let you know I love your movie very much. I had watched it just a couple of days ago. I was just calling because I was just, what's it called? Trying to let people know that, I was trying to let you know that, if we tell people, like, if we give people something to fight for, something more than just, like, criticizing and doing all this and that, like, we give them, like, a vision, because life is supposed to be way better than it is right now, way easier. We're just getting held back by the people in power.
Well, we do give people the vision. It's the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process, get rid of the private banks. Stop shipping narcotics in. Stop pushing Ritalin and Prozac on our kids. Stop killing us with your vaccines. Stop putting poison in the water. That is a great vision. States' rights, sovereignty, ending all these stinking wars.
Can I elaborate more on that, if you don't mind, sir?
Go ahead.
Huh? Like people,
go ahead.
Like the TV programming people to be selfish, like to care about themselves and not to care about kids. So when I said, like, something to fight for, like, for yourself, like their life could be easier. Like they wouldn't have to be going to work every day and stuff. Like I really see like life is supposed to be way better just because of the technology that we have and everything. Like how much we're really getting held back, it's just unbelievable. It's like the people in power, right? They only give an effort like 0.1% out of 100 to try to like make life better and everything. And it's not hard. And they make it seem like it's hard to help people and to feed people and to like build up the whole world and everything. And they also have people confined into thinking that Earth is where all the resources are. You just look up in the sky and space and Mars and all these other places and asteroids floating all around the place. People look at me in space right now gathering all the stuff not us, but robots. You know what I'm saying? Like out there gathering resources that we
need. I hear you. They're suppressing a lot of advanced technologies. That's why they want the global government so they can control human destiny. Let's talk to, Mark in Oregon. Mark, go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I just asked Charlie. You know, I really admire his spirit and his heart and his Christianity. I think it's all real and genuine, and his patriotism is right on the money. But just to take a little bit of heart in the fact that when people talk, when they communicate, that's really the first step, in my view, toward implementing resistance of various types. But I just wanted to mention
about Charles.
That.
Charles, the earlier caller.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to mention that. But Alex, you know, as we heard in the CFR conference recording that you gave us, these CFR speakers were either nervously chattering and chuckling because their plans to implement a world pandemic may be seriously faltering, or perhaps because they know that around the world, very lethal and various biowarfare viruses have recently been and are currently being intentionally released. And now they've shown up in the Ukraine with an Ebola-type virus, which is widespread there and seems to be quite a serious situation from what I've heard. If this planned global flu pandemic doesn't succeed by the grace of God, it will cost the Illuminati dearly in their ability to implement their agenda, because their true plans to destroy humanity are now fully known and exposed to a majority of the world's people, Alex, and you play a tremendous part in it, brother, and I'll just do everything I can in my small way to contribute, but God bless you, sir.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yes, the UN has been caught, CBS News, Associated Press, but they report it like it's no big deal, injecting people with live, weaponized, mutated polio. And the UN's been caught releasing the Ebola and sterilizing people. And in Ukraine, there's all these weird deaths of some other super virus. Government is behind this 99% of the time. They're eugenicists. They talk about using bioweapons. Dick Cheney, in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Project for New American Century document, talks about killing certain races with race-specific bioweapons and how that use needs to be legitimized. We have to read what these monsters are saying. They're in control. And then all these people that serve the system need to stop laughing at what we're saying and going and looking at the facts that we've laid out. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some Al Gore news and guests in studio.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got 52 minutes left. I want to jam in a lot of news, talk to our guests, and take your phone calls. We've got Ron Paul coming up Thursday with key information, other surprise guests on Friday, and General Stubblebine and Dr. Rima Lebo tomorrow. Very important information, breaking news there as well. I cannot overemphasize how outrageous it is that the New York Times did a big exclusive telling the world what we've known for many years, that Al Gore, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and a handful of other elitists are standing to make hundreds of billions a year. Billions a year for Al Gore. He owns the main carbon trading group that the UN treaty says you've got to buy your carbon credits from. I mean, this is amazing. They will decide what business you can have. They will decide. I covered the treaty yesterday. I'm going to do more of this week. Somewhere in my stack, I had the ledger. We created a glossary for this so we could go through it all, and I was going to go back over it today, but I couldn't find the glossary this morning. I may have Burmis, who made it, make another one, but I may just reread it though, because I was looking over it again and found a bunch of other even worse stuff just randomly looking at the 200 plus pages. All of this is going on, and they have now passed it in the House. It's out of the Senate, out of the Senate committee to the full Senate. This is happening now. So is the bank re-regulation to give this select group of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Federal Reserve private owners, unlimited regulatory power over everyone else, this on the heels. We've got surprise guests on this coming up this week. I'm just going to leave it at that. This on the heels, how Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash and how they engineered it This is in McClatchy newspapers. Hundreds of newspapers ran this. This is a top financial investigative reporter, formerly with the New York Times, Greg Gordon. Their own internal memos, how they did it all by design to make their competition go bankrupt, and the documents mentioned Bear Stearns, who was actually solvent, but Goldman Sachs' former executives were the regulators that went and took over the other banks and brokerage firms. This is unprecedented. Either we let the criminals continue to commit more crimes, it emboldens them to do more, or we wake up as a society, audit the Fed, arrest the bastards. Ron Paul said last time he was here, or it was two times ago, he said, yes, we shouldn't have them indicted by state grand juries. They clearly committed crimes. But instead, they've got all the trillions of fiat money they've raised off our taxpayer backs, so the police just bow down to anybody in a suit. I want to play this Al Gore clip. This is Al Gore being discussed on Morning Joe, where they reveal for the first time to the world, though I cover it in the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic, that he runs all the major carbon scams, and Al Gore's got minions like Obama, who owns a large portion of one of the groups. But the New York Times says this is good. He's being rewarded for his good work. And yeah, Kinlay did write up the plan in 1998, but Kinney's not bad. Got caught triple charging people for energy prices in California and other states. So more reasons to get Fall of the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. People are now ready to see this. Here's Al Gore.
Dual role as investor and advocate, and they note that a lot of the recent $3.4 billion in Energy Department grants went to a company backed by your venture capital firm. I'll ask the question that they put out there. Is there a conflict of interest or even the appearance of a conflict of interest?
Well, no. Of course I invest according to my beliefs and values, and I encourage everybody to do the same thing. I put my money where my mouth is. I've advocated these same policies for more than 30 years, and of course I believe in it. If I didn't, they would criticize me for being a hypocrite.
Can't do anything right.
Okay, we are back live here, and I just wanted to play that clip of these arrogant creatures, and it's all a big joke to them. We have Gary Franchi of Restore the Republic, and we have, of course, both the makers. You're the one of the producers, here's also the director, William Lewis, here with us. And we are carrying Camp FEMA. I did consult on it. I'm in it. This is the truth about FEMA camps. They're here to interview me for part two. Everybody should get it at InfoWars.com, and you can get the films discounted when you get it with Fall of the Republic. Again, I just want these out. Instead of always talking blue in the face about FEMA camps and everybody spreading rumors, you've got a film you can give people. You want a film about the carbon tax. You want a film about the banking architecture. You want a film about the New World Order, Fall of the Republic. You want a film about the eugenic superstructure and what makes them tick, Endgame. You want a film about the camps and the truth and the congressional hearings and the government documents and the experts and everything that's real, and it exposes Glenn Beck, Camp FEMA, InfoWars.com. Stop screwing around. People need to see it. William Lewis, good to see you. Gary Franchi? Good to see you. Okay, guys, I want to get into Camp FEMA and the new one you're making and all this, but first, they have now marked up out of committee. They can vote on this any time. The cap and trade bill that they admit takes over every facet of our lives. Ban Ki-moon, last Sunday's New York Times, 9 days ago, said global governance. And then simultaneously, George Soros' groups and all these other publications are listing me. They're saying Limbaugh is a fake and kind of a minion. They're saying they're scared of Alex Jones. So I talk a lot about this in case they kill me or set me up or whatever. People know that, you know, what really happened. But they wouldn't be attacking little old Alex Jones if I wasn't telling the truth and if they weren't scared and scared of the work Restore the Republic's doing, scared of all the films you've made, scared of other people learning they can do the same thing. But what do you just think of how everything's happening right now? The banking takeover, the cap and trade, the federalization hate crimes bill, the open borders, the gun grabbing, the plunging dollar. Gold up at $1,090 an ounce. I mean, it's insane.
This is the end game, Alex. This is the last push over the finish line. You have been working so hard. Everyone in the war for information has been working so hard with the internet, with the push. They have to push back and they have to complete their agenda. And I think that they're just getting to a point where they're kind of sick of these small incremental steps they've been making all these years that they want to see. They want to live.
David Rockefeller's 94.
Yeah, they want to see the fruits of the
Kissinger's 87. They want it, and they want it now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, this is we really have watched over the past 20 or so years all of the little bits and pieces of these things being put into place. I mean, it's not as if all of this just happened all at once. We've been trying to warn the American people what's coming. And
they like sitting on their thumb.
You've predicted a lot of the things that have happened. And now it's easier for people to be able to put this little puzzle piece together and see the big picture. And that's what we're seeing now. Their eyes are open. People can see what's going on. And now's the time that we have to use to take action.
I mean, I'm legitimately losing sleep. I mean, I know these people are eugenicists. I know they put stuff in our water and brag about it in White House publications. I know they're dangerous, and people are finally figuring it out, but I don't think they realize how dangerous.
Well, I don't think they're going to realize how dangerous it is until they're in that hospital room, and they've got a doctor bearing down on them with a shot that they're being forced to take. It's going to come when the realization is going to come when they have to make that decision, when the force hits them.
Hell, Austin federally is taking blood without warrants now. I mean, it's already bearing down. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, when it comes to a head, when the people have to make that decision at that moment, is when they're going to react.
And that's our job, is to explain to them the real ball game. So when that decision finally faces them, all the denial stripped away, and we're dealing with the real deal.
Absolutely. It's what, like I said, when they have to make that decision, we are getting to them before that point so they can make that informed decision.
Well, the good news is people are waking up. But, I mean, the problem is it took me on air 14 years, 6, 7, 8 years to really get knowledge, studying constantly. So people are waking up, but they don't have a master's degree in it yet. And that's why films are so important, because they can give you a crash course.
All of your films gave me a crash course. I downloaded them all off of off the internet, and I watched them in my house. I woke up that day. I saw probably every one of your movies within, you know, a whole day. Woke me up like that, and I took action.
That's what Charlie Sheen said.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez's brother came over and bought all my films, and they stayed up all weekend drinking coffee and watched like 15 of them.
Oh, it changed my life. And that's when I said, I have to make a decision. I'm going to step up and do something, and I'm going to get people together who have seen these films. Let's take action together. It was because I saw your movies, Alex.
Well, you've done a great job with all your work, and it's another testament to that. And again, we're not bragging, oh, look at the work we've done. The point is, you can defeat these people if you take action. If people will just get involved, even if you wake one person up, that's huge.
No, there's all different ways to take action. I mean, taking action is showing a movie to a friend or someone who was not exposed to this information. Taking action is renting out a theater and showing it to 30 people at one time who haven't seen this information. I mean, there are so many different ways to get involved in your local government, getting people elected as sheriffs. I mean,
this thing can't succeed if it is exposed.
Yeah, and I mean, people may think that they're insignificant, just like they think that their vote doesn't count, which it doesn't, in case you didn't know that. But the point here is that they think that their action within this movement doesn't necessarily hold much weight. You know, it's hard for them to wait for a year or 2 years or 3 years to see the fruit of their labor, because it takes a while for the information to get out, takes a while to organize. Do something, doing actions like that take time to plan.
And the globalists have all the money, all the power, all the resources, all the systems, everything, and they're barely getting their agenda through while waking everybody up, so then they sick NORTHCOM on us, thinking, oh, well, that will stop them.
Well, that's one thing that makes me nervous, is that I think we're really primed for another false flag event that could really bust the momentum that we have right now. It's really a matter of time, Alex.
But we preemptively have exposed false flag terror, and so it's hard for them to play that card. But I agree, they're going to play it.
Well, yeah, we know the symptoms, we know the signs, we know what to look for, so that we can raise those red flags before they happen, hopefully, and preempt anything.
And all these fake terror busts they've been doing, which have turned out to be fake in every case, that's a sign they are really getting ready to do it.
Well, plus, in the public's eyes, they need to make the public feel like they're accomplishing something. And that's why they pull these.
They're protecting us.
Yes.
Let's look at the architecture of the FEMA camps when we get back, and how the false flag can be used whether it's financial or terror or biological. What's coming up with our guest and more of your calls? Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
I hear the train a-blowing.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
And I ain't seen the sunshine.
I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
Here it is. Camp FEMA, ladies and gentlemen. American lockdown. You want the truth? Infowars.com. Get yourself a copy while you're getting Fall of the Republican Endgame. These films are so important. These are the key to really reaching the most people. They get a full education and an entertaining package. By entertaining, they'll be riveted. Okay, we have the makers of Camp FEMA, the director and the producer, Gary Franchi, here with us, and William Lewis. Okay, guys, false flag terror. They clearly need their agenda. They need a new war. The RAND Corporation says the false flag could be World War III. All of our insiders are saying within 2 years, massive war. It could be in South America against Venezuela and in Central Asia and in the Middle East. Domestic stage terror attacks, bioweapons releases. I believe this is all just a drill to test the federal assets. Their test isn't going well. What do you see happening?
I see a lot of people saying, I don't want to take the swine flu vaccine. You know, I was watching news reports last night, and some of the local stations are reporting, you know, local opinions. And there are men and women and children saying, I'm not going to take this untested vaccine, and I don't want my children to take it. So, you know, if that's the particular false flag operation that they choose to use for martial law, then I think it probably is going to work, because there's enough people saying no right now where I think that they would be able to call it more than a national emergency. I mean, look at the...
They called it a national emergency, yes. And they're also forcing kids to take it in schools illegally under orders. That is bullish.
Well, have you looked into the... under a national emergency, what regulations are suspended at hospitals for the national emergency and you know, a medical emergency? It makes you wonder, because I'm looking at news reports. They're saying that they don't have to record your name or your information or take as much information about you in order to process you through and get you the shot quicker. So that kind of that opens up the door now to, if they don't have to do that at hospitals, maybe it's more convenient for us to send out people in suits and ties to your door. Now they're going to
No. That's already going on. They're already sending letters to people saying your kids haven't been vaccinated, and people are showing up saying, I'm from the National Health Registry in weird scrubby uniforms. We got calls about that the last 3 months and then saw it in the news.
Well, you know, we could talk about the swine flu in the shop, but you know, what really concerns me is another type of a domestic terror attack, like in Oklahoma City, where they blame, you know, constitution-loving, patriot.
Because behind the scenes, it's not Al-Qaeda they're scaring the cops with. It is the patriots.
Yeah.
And we're the main threat.
Right. And that's what's going to give them the excuse to round up people like myself, people like you, people like William, people who are in this movement. That's my biggest concern.
But a lot of insiders say they don't want to do that. They may just shut the web off. What did you think 2 weeks ago when Obama said, yeah, the NSA is taking over the web. During emergencies like swine flu, we may shut all websites off but government for your safety. Well, I mean, that's openly being announced.
That's not for your safety.
But I mean, exactly. But I'm saying to have them openly breaking the ice, see, they're really getting ready for this.
Well, it's all a series of tests. They test to see how the public is going to respond to these actions. And if they don't get serious outcry or anything like that, then they may hold back on how they react.
But then they've always got five or six other operations simultaneously running.
It's all a psyop.
I mean, how does that even work? I mean, do people believe that by shutting down the internet that that's really going to keep them safe? I mean, how would that apply to television and media stations? You're going to shut down the newspapers? You're going to shut off everybody's TV and cable? Because there's still information coming out. So whose information is more credible? Apparently the information they're getting on the internet is a little more credible because they don't want you to get it.
Well, it'll be corporate control. They hand out the talking points to the mainstream media and say, this is what you can report on. They leave.
And that's admitted now. Almost all movies and TV shows are completely written by the government.
FBI wrote most of the X-Files, or they were at least involved in...
I've had the star of the X-Files, Dean Haglund, show up at my house, do an interview, and say, yeah, the CIA told us what to produce and told us that lone gunman episode where the government hijacks a jet to fly in the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan and uses a drill to make NORAD stand down.
No.
Who are these people? Why are they so sick that they like to see it on TV, what they're going to do to us?
It's not that they like to see it on TV. What they're doing is they're putting it out there so that when you talk to your audience and tell them it's one of these wild, fascinating stories, people are going to go, hey, man, you've been watching too much X-Files.
You know what? I probably get, no exaggeration, when I go five emails a day or more, and I see it all over YouTube comments going, Alex got all his news from Metal Gear Solid. I don't know what Metal Gear Solid is. It's supposedly some combat game. Yeah, combat game. I've seen the cover. No, that's them putting what's really going on in the game. Metal Gear Solid is this. What is it? I guess it's some combat game?
It's a video game. You run around and shoot people.
But they say when I talk about population reduction, that's Metal Gear Solid.
Probably, I never played the game, but most of these games have a timeline, a storyline, and a whole...
When I talk about New World Order, they think I'm talking about the WWF group.
Oh, that was definitely planned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code radio for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
We're going to take some of your phone calls. Mike, Robert, Mandy, Rick in the Bahamas, who disagrees, we'll go to him first, and then Brian in Montreal. Before this show ends, we'll take your calls. I wanted to show you this. National Reconnaissance Office, United States of America. We got sent from the address saying, you know, not all of us are asleep. Death of the New World Order, long live the Republic. A Defense Intelligence Agency patch mailed from the Defense Intelligence Agency with nothing else on it. This one here says National Reconnaissance Office, United States of America. On the back, it says Central Intelligence Agency, nowhere to hide. Yeah, well, there's nowhere to hide when you violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and help the government ship the narcotics in and interdict people that don't pay their cut. There's nowhere to hide from God for the crimes that you've been committing. Oh, yeah, I guess we need headphones to be able to take calls with you guys. That's a good point. I should have thought of that earlier. We're getting them hooked up. Good job, guys. You know, for 3 days, I've been meaning to play this clip as just an example of how they've got people into false reality and into simulations, not just sports, and all these mass game video games where millions of people, sometimes millions, sometimes hundreds of thousands, and one of them is called Eve, and it's some intergalactic battle deal with humans from different corporations fighting each other. And on this front page of the site, I saw the ad on YouTube. It said, your life will matter. You actually affect this universe. The things you do as one lone person of 300,000 playing, your life will matter. So, see, they know that people want to have worth, want to do right, want to matter, so they get you to join Homeland Security as a spy, or they get you to think the Little League's important when the whole country's going down, or they get you involved in all these other petty things, or these fake tribes like sports. That's the control system. But, Francie, you were making a point about the media and the culture.
Well, it's all a PSYOP game. They plant these seeds into your subconscious. So, like as William mentioned, when you bring it up in public, it's easy to discredit, but it also, in your mind, you've already heard it. You've heard it somewhere before. And
you're comfortable with it.
Comfortable with it. You've been
acclimated.
Desensitized is the word, yes.
Gaslighted. You had the ground prepared. I mean, I watched Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
I saw that last night.
You saw it last night. And the whole thing is torture's good, tasering's good, burning people's eyes out to get answers is good, the military's perfect, you're being face scanned for your own safety, total surveillance is good, the family... Yeah.
Well, other than that, that movie's a total waste of time, man.
Well, when I saw the movie, there was a character in the film who had this huge computer set
up. The conspiracy theorists are crazy and bad.
I'm like, wow, those sounds...
But the good guy tells him to lie for America.
Right. When that conspiracy theorist was talking, I'm like, wow, he's saying a lot of things I've said before, you know?
Yeah, but other than that, it's a lot of Transformers transforming from a car back into a Transformer, back into whatever. And, I mean, most of the movie is nothing but special effects. There's very little, there's no relationship.
But it's not bad when you're jogging.
There was in the
if I try to jog, like, down the street, I can go, like, a mile. But if I put on a movie and get into it, I can get 3 miles, 4 miles in. Kind of walk the last 10.
Well.
The problem is, no matter what I watch, it's all propaganda. Then I can go pull it up and, oh, here's a Defense Department grant. I mean, they admit now it's fake news.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily always the CIA or some government agency.
No, but big productions are.
Yeah, I do agree with you on some of those. But I think it's just so ingrained in our culture. This is what we're being prepared for. This is what people are thinking about. It's on their minds. It's in their conscience, and they're writing about it.
Sure, we're driving that by exposing it, and I've talked to a lot of directors, but they may have 4 or 5 top stars in their film, and the film costs $9 million, and they make $15 million, and it should be a big hit. And I've talked to Richard Linklater. He's making A Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, a bunch of other people in it. I'm in it. I consulted on it. And he had final cut, but they went like $500,000 over. So then that was Warner Brothers, came in and said, okay, you're going to cut all these scenes. You're going to cut where the cop blows the guy's head off. That's anti-law enforcement. Now, let me tell you, and Linklater fought him and kept it in because it was in the book. But the point is there is control. There is control. I know people in Hollywood. There is, and I can tell you the behind the, okay, I knew when we were going to make Loose Change Final Cut with Charlie Sheen that Mark Cuban was going to put it out in theaters nationwide, and he got threats. And that other people's families, a general who is the brother of a producer's wife, called up and said, your kids can get killed doing this. You better not do it. Okay? Now, I was asked, shut up about that, until it was in the news that the White House had the Securities and Exchange Commission call up Mark Cuban, and they also sent an email and said, we're going to destroy you for this. So he dropped out of it. They still indicted him. And then it came out he was indicted for no reason. So the court case just got beaten 2 months ago. This is now admitted. And so when the New York Times comes out and writes about it, they're just threatening everyone. But I agree with you. A lot of it isn't control. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't necessarily trying to get off on that tangent. I was just making the point that it is so already ingrained in our culture and in our conscience that those are the types of things we want to see. Those are the types of things that people just write about. And we're you know, for whatever reason, drawn to those things. It's not that they're necessarily accurate or true, but I think we're fascinated with the end times and some of these technology.
And our own destruction.
Yeah, exactly, for whatever reason.
Okay, I want to go to phone calls and a few other items, but will you guys bring me that Eve YouTube clip in? I printed this up. I linked from a YouTube ad to this, but then YouTube itself has the video. It's called The Butterfly Effect. Thank you, Jaron. And when you click through to the Eve site, it says, your life will now matter. You're going to be important. This is where you fight. This is where you're a man. 300,000 people. And so you have people paying in the real world with these simulation games $50,000 for a Ferrari in the game to buy it from somebody because there's only so many Ferraris in the imaginary world. And they're actually getting real dates in the real world out of this. They're training you to be inserted into the Matrix.
What people don't realize is that, okay, by playing these games, you are projecting some type of desire to be needed or have that value. When
there's a real fight in the real world, you're needed right now. This is the real world.
Here, you have worth now in the real world. You don't got to play a game.
Exactly. Listen, the social engineers, I read documents from universities in the 60s. In fact, in the extras of Endgame, on the Endgame 1.5, that's for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, Dr. Michael Kaufman, the PhD, reads documents from universities saying, we're going to have complex computer games. We're going to have drugs. We're going to have like a Soma drug, Prozac. Everyone will do, it will be sports. We're going to build stadiums everywhere. And of course, that was written about in 1900 as well by H.G. Wells. But you're absolutely right. They know. They don't want you out really involved in the real world interfacing. They want you fully being wireheaded into this.
Yeah, they
cyberpunks.
They want you on the couch. They want you staring at a glassy box, you know, getting the 40 megahertz frequency pumped in your head so that you just are droned out and you're sitting there doing nothing.
It's admitted that Americans 30 years ago had a higher wavelength. The average American is in a dreamlike daydream state. They're zombies, man. That's why you can't talk to them, and they've had psychological compulsions, psychological suggestions. This is admitted and planted that when they hear us talk about the New World Order or global government getting involved, they giggle and get a glassy. That's their pre-programmed.
These films that we've created here, this is...
They go into the Matrix and be programmed. They're red pills.
It's shock therapy. It's like, boom, here it is. And that's what your films did to me, Alex, is it put me up against the wall and made me...
You were a risk management guy for a big company making a lot of money and... You got deprogrammed, didn't you, Francie?
Yes, I did.
Now look at you. You've done well, my apprentice.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord John.
We're going to actually have a Lord on soon here on the show. All right. Here's Eve, folks. Now here it talks about how you have value, how you change things, how you have power by one decision you make in the video game by blasting a pirate ship, a pirate spaceship. But when you read the game, it's like your life is not going to have value. And so I started looking at other simulation games. It's all the same. And you have millions of people in some cases with World of Warcraft and all this, and all these Marine Corps games, which the Pentagon admits they're funding to then program you, where they admitted that the simulators in the games are exactly the same as real Predator drones. So now you're blowing up real people on the ground.
I've played games where I'm controlling a part of an elite military squadron, and there's people playing connected on the internet in their own homes. And they're all running around this virtual world.
No, that's the game. World of Warcraft has 3-4 million. There's all these other games. Well,
Call of Duty or one of those games.
Where you torture people and kill them now and kill civilians. And again, it dehumanizes all these simulated murders. That's why folks 50 years ago got scared if they saw a simulated murder on TV. Now they don't care if humans are dying, but if they see a dog die simulated, people freak out because the dog still has value. Humans have been dehumanized. Here is the game trying to suck your soul. The game is Eve. Here's the game trying to suck your soul. There's all these men who have addictions, don't even have time with their wife or kids. They quit their jobs to play these games because this is where they have value. This is where they're a starship commander. Instead of in the real world with world government poisoning your water supply, you're in the middle of a real operation. We're fighting for our lives. People are being killed and set up over this. And, oh, no, I don't want to be in the real world. I want to fly around in my little fake spaceship or as a big giant goblin, World of Warcraft. It's total crap. Here it is. T for violence. Crank it up.
In chaos theory, there's a concept known as sensitive dependence on initial conditions. Most people call it the butterfly effect. In Eve, we call it the sandbox. Let's say this is you. One lone wolf flying a starship in the far reaches of space. And in your travels, you encounter this. A defenseless mining barge under attack by pirates. You have a split second to make a choice. Without your help, the miner doesn't stand a chance.
you decide to be the hero and succeed in driving the Raiders away. The victim is thankful, and in the conversation that follows, a friendly gang that was on its way to help finally arrives. Grateful for your assistance, they invite you to fly with them. As it turns out, that gang was on its way to regroup with more patrols, who are all members of the same corporation, which happens to be part of an alliance of corporations that is currently at war with another alliance, whose patrols have just spotted the one you're flying with right now. Your decision to help that miner led to this moment, an epic battle between thousands of players, and the chance to share that experience with new friends that you might have for the rest of your life. Hundreds of thousands of people could hear about this battle. Why so many? Because it all happened in one universe, not in separate realms, just one big sandbox, where the actions of one person can resonate throughout the entire game world. In EVE, the choices you make shape the outcome of events. You could have helped those pirates, or just flown on by. What matters most is that the experience was emergent, unscripted, because in the sandbox, all player actions, no matter how subtle or bold, always have an impact. Imagine what you could become a part of. Being in the right place, at the right time, could touch the lives of more than 300,000 people in 230 countries around the world. Welcome to EVE Online. The universe is yours.
So this puts you into a false virtual reality where anybody who wants to be involved, anybody that wants to help, you're not in the real world as Gore's dual role in Spotlight, Goad for Cause and Investor, how he's making all the money off enslaving you and your family. They're poisoning your water supply to brain damage you. It's admitted, but you don't care about fighting someone poisoning you. You want to go play Starship Commander when the elite actually plan to block off new technological development, freeze us here. One child policy, exterminate most of us, and then the elite, they go to the real stars while we all sit here getting euthanized, playing games, going hooked into a matrix. This is how we're being inserted into the matrix. And that's what the matrix is predictive programming. How were the people inserted into the matrix? They were offered a false reality when the guy says, I don't want to remember nothing. Pay me off. I want to be a movie star in the false reality. Well, in these false realities, you are a movie star. They have games where you're a movie star with hundreds of thousands of other jackasses.
You know, I don't play those games, but I can understand the appeal that people have because...
Yeah, you don't go out. You're not supposed to go out and talk to your neighbors, but you can go out and talk to your neighbors and fight the goblin fleet.
Online.
Online. Just don't go outside your house.
That's right, because, you know, if you go outside your house and talk to them and you're perhaps going to transmit a little bit of truth from one to the other.
But, ooh, that's bad. You don't do that, but you can be a space commander.
Yeah, you can leak secrets.
You can be a 25-foot goblin.
You can leak secrets to, be a spy for some online game. But, you know, don't, whatever you do, don't burn a copy of this DVD and don't pass it off to your friends.
Because that would be real.
Yeah,
and we can't have that.
Yeah, you might actually affect something in the real world. You might actually have worth, value.
You might actually have a soul. Let's talk to somebody who disagrees. Rick in the Bahamas. Go ahead, Rick. Yeah, I don't hear you. It's very strange.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to... Well, thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you that, you know, I respect the show, and I think it's a great
job. Okay, what do you disagree with? That's fine. You don't have to say you respect it. Go ahead.
Okay, it's the gold prices that Ted has on Franks and Sovereigns are always more expensive than you can get from a very well-known, reputable online broker.
Okay, listen, sir, I appreciate your call, and you sell for him in the Bahamas. I bought gold and silver from Ted every time. That's a great deal. That he has. I've seen the sheets that Ted has. 4%, not even 4%, it'll be like $230 coin, $4, $5. And Ted supports this network. That's why you should buy your gold from Ted Anderson. He's got a great deal. Okay? Don't buy it from us. Fine. Great. It's not a good deal. My films aren't good. I get people complain that I give them out for free. They say that's not enough. Now I say, here's my film. Get it for free. YouTube, Google right now. Get it out to everybody. That's not enough. You shouldn't even sell one to make money. I mean, you know, you shouldn't even have money. You guys shouldn't have money to fly here, to interview me. It's okay for the government with taxes to take our money and use it against us. But if we as entrepreneurs and as free market people go out and say, I've made a DVD, you can buy it if you want to, or you can watch it for free online, but please get this out to people. And I happen to know those are great deals on what Ted's selling. Now, there may be somebody out there that I don't know about who can buy it, who bought a bunch when it was $900 an ounce and can sell it for less now, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Here's Ted Anderson's number. You should buy it from him because he supports this network and because he's put radio ads on national radio promoting the Obama deception, and he's going to do it for this, and he gave over $300,000 to Ron Paul for the Ron Paul Air Force, and I don't want to hear, oh, Ron Paul lost. No, he created a nationwide movement, and people know the fellow deserves the enemy now. You can call and disagree about something I cover here, but just attacking us and our sponsors is a load of crap. I believe in all my sponsors. Call Ted Anderson. Buy silver, buy gold. Even if it wasn't a good deal, it's a great place to buy it. And it is a great deal. And I've been telling you, buy gold since it was $300 an ounce. Unbelievable. We got all this stuff coming down on us, and we got a bitch about Ted. That's great.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
I want to say something here right at the end of the show. We as patriots need to get over the fact that the media tells us you're not allowed to make films, you're not allowed to write and sell books. I've been on so many national shows and TV, and they go, Mr. Jones, you do sell your movies, don't you? And I go, yeah, you little bastards, you're all financed by the big banks here on this TV or radio show. Of course I'm here making money. But that doesn't take away from my moral stand and that I promote what I believe. I mean, I have a right to say I'm against world government and global carbon taxes. I have a right to say I'm against banks raping us. But see, it's a mind game. Like we're supposed to, oh, I'm sorry, I have a sponsor. I'm sorry, I sold a video. I'm sorry. And I see these lies online going, Alex Jones sells his videos for $50 a piece. You can buy almost all my films for $5.95 when you get them in bulk. You can get them for $9.95. You can get them for $19.95. Maybe I should sell them for more. It's not bad. It's a free market. It's free association for me to make films. I mean, this sucker cost me $200,000. $200,000 to make this. $200,000. I need to make my money back, and I still let people bootleg them everywhere because I want it out there. I want the thing. I post on my site where you can get it for free, which nobody else does, and then people try to take my films away from me. There are people selling it on Amazon who tell Amazon it's theirs, and I can't even sell my own stuff there. And I'm bad. And Ted Anderson, because he puts a $5 markup on a $230 coin, he's evil so he can pay the bills. I think Ted ought to put more of a markup on these deals are so good. He buys the stuff when it's a lot cheaper and sells it at the cheap price when it's high. In fact, I'm going to give you the number to Ted Anderson. You call, folks. It's above $1,090 right up. It was $189 today. Call, buy the gold, buy the silver. It's a great deal. Plus, you're supporting this radio show. 800-686-2237. And you know what? If you want to just flat out donate to me, send us the check. Send us the money. We will put it towards the fight against the New World Order. We will put it towards bigger offices, more equipment, more employees, more people fighting the New World Order.
You know, Alex, the fact is, you know, we made this film Camp FEMA, and now we've got other projects in the works because of the success of that movie. We've got
It's a mind game. Good. Everybody buy Camp FEMA right now at InfoWars.com. We're not funded by David Rockefeller. We're funded by you.
We've got a new film coming out. It's called Don't Tread on Me. We're taking a look at the state sovereignty movement.
No, you're not allowed to make a film.
Oh, okay.
Ron Paul's not allowed to sell a book. He's supposed to give it out for free.
Well, if you want to watch Camp FEMA for free, you can. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, November the 4th, 8 o'clock at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe Street in Austin. And Gary and I are both going to be there answering questions afterwards. So we can
come. I hope you introduce yourselves. Yeah. I send everybody over there and then... it's hilarious, but seriously, Brave New Books are great guys that work there. It's down at the end of Guadalupe, nice place. Get there early, though. It only holds about 120, and it fills up fast.
Yeah, we were surprised last time.
And how dare them? They should have that prime real estate bookstore to wake up the kids on campus underneath the Chase Bank building. It should be free. They should go get that space and just give everything out for free. Of course, they could do what Al Gore does, steal your money and pay it to himself, but that's okay. That's all right, taking tax money for Al Gore. That's all right, stealing people's money at gunpoint with the police. That's good. You are bad.
I have no response to that. I just disagree with it.
Well, anybody else who disagrees needs to buy them. Needs to buy Fall of the Republic, Camp FEMA, at InfoWars.com. And I'm honored to be in both your new films you're making. And I'm be honored to be interviewed by you for an hour and a half after this transmission ends. And you men have done a great job. I'm sorry to get to the other callers, but I went into rant mode, which I'm legendary for. And again, show the globalists you're not going to be intimidated. Spread the word about this radio show, the free podcast that costs me about $6,000 a month to stream out. How dare I build this operation? How dare I have sponsors to pay for the free bandwidth? It's bad, I'm bad, I'm bad!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.